Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne-Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You hear Tony Romo back on his antics yesterday, Leroy?
What did he do?
He's just horny for football. Like, that's what he is. He's horny for football, and he's watching Chiefs and Bills, and this is him just in the middle of the game.
And you'll see right here, hold, and then another hold right there.
I think it was...
Is he dropping the deuce?
What's going on with him?
Just, I don't know. I mean, you get to watch a game with Tony Romo. I get to watch a game with Mima.
Oh, that's she's fun. Got her own weird sounds?
No. Says I just be, because I just sit there and watch the game. I don't really comment. I'll watch the game, a couple of comments here and there. And then she'll ask a question. And when people ask me a football question, it's weird because I have to figure out how to answer it. Because you can't just always give the answer. Now I got to break it down as to why. Because then there'll be five follow-up questions.
You don't know how to get... Well, not necessarily. So you're trying to do the Mike McDaniel. Like, you could give a satisfying answer.
No, it's not satisfying if they don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Sure it is. I don't think they want to know what they're talking about. They just want to feel like they know what they're talking about.
He need a toilet paper, right?
Is he all right, dude?
Doesn't he need, like, toilet paper? Sound like he just...
I don't think he knew what to do with himself. It's Mahomes and Josh Allen. Those are his faves.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Like, so, I said this on Friday, that no matter what happens in that game yesterday,
mm-hmm.
the only team that can lose is the Bills.
Yes.
Because if the Bills win, you'll say, do it to Kansas City in the playoffs.
That's right.
Right? And if the Bills lose, Kansas City got their number. So no matter what happened yesterday, you got to leave that game going, or whatever. This is why you shouldn't be
what?
In control of buttons.
What do you mean, dude? Because of Tony Romo's horny sounds?
Is that horny? That's not even horny. That sounds like he's... dropping a deuce.
I don't know.
Watch.
And you'll see right here. Hold, and then another hold right
if
there.
If he was 80, you'd say he just shoot
him. I think it was.
Right? If he was 80, you would say. Uh-oh.
He's not, though.
Uh-oh. He just pooped himself.
Yeah, but he always seems to have these like little like sounds during football games when he really loves it. He's only got two speeds. Sounds bored as hell. Or horny for football.
Well, this is a big game, too.
It was a big game. It was a big game. It was a great game.
It was. I was shocked at how crazy how they were able to get after Patrick Mahomes, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was shocking to me because if you would think that one team that would understand who they have to protect, right, it would be that team. And not even as much Josh Allen. By the way, not for nothing. If they hadn't won so much, and you saw Patrick Mahomes throw that Hail Mary at the end of the game that went to the five,
yeah,
we'd have questions.
Well, he was backing up like crazy. You know, like, I don't think he can get
Dude,
a lot.
That was, I mean, that's, he didn't even throw that thing 45 yards.
No, I know, but I think.
I'm just saying.
I don't think he, but the one he threw before that, he almost got it.
He
almost got it.
Right.
So, you know, what are you going to do?
Right. Wow. Completion percentage. And it looked like, when that game started, did it look like Kansas City? Wow, they're back.
They have looked back.
Right. It's just like.
Dead South says, that's Tobin watching Eurobasket.
Nico!
Nico's got to get it going.
It's, but, like, have they been playing basketball for a month yet?
No.
Okay.
Six games.
Okay. Like, are we being a little bit too hasty?
I can only go off what I can go off of, you know?
All right, I got you.
That's it. That's it. Bless you. So, if you guys are just tuning in, the Dolphins traded Jalen Phillips. He is now a Philadelphia Eagle. Third-round pick they got back.
If he wasn't local, would we have been asking for this sooner?
Maybe. I think it hurts more, yeah. I think he's a really beloved guy. I think people really root for Jalen Phillips. He's a class act. He's a former Hurricane.
He is, but let's look at it from the standpoint of reality, right? Regardless of who it is, where he's from, how much we love him, right? What is he worth?
I think it's about right.
No, but I'm saying.
Oh, you mean money-wise?
If you had to pay him at the end of the year, could you pay him with
tough.
What has happened?
Yeah, especially I don't think he's had a tremendous year.
And I said this about when I was talking to, who was I talking to? Gelb, right?
Ugh.
Here's the deal. I said, don't read into his numbers as much because he's been in the secondary a lot, dropping back into coverage. And when he first got to the league, all he did was rush the passer and stop the run. So there's some reasons as to why his numbers don't look the way they do, because he's being asked to do more stuff. More of that falls on Chubb, and Chubb rushes the passer more than he does.
Well, plus, I mean, he's got a guy he's going to now in Vic Fangio who likes him. Like, that's the guy he's like, oh, if you give me anybody, give me Jalen Phillips.
Right, right.
You know?
And Chubb has come along.
No, not this year, though.
Again, they're all doing – it's a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
That defense has them dropping in the coverage a lot. I don't know why. I haven't figured it out yet, but I've seen both Jalen Phillips and Chop Robinson chasing a crossing route.
What's the spread for this week? Are the Dolphins – what are they?
Spread?
For Dolphins-Bills.
Oh. I was going to say whipped cheese.
What?
What's the spread? Like, that's all the spread I'm thinking about. You really are concerned with?
No, I was just curious. I was wondering, because I just want to know how bad the Vegas thinks they're going to get smoked. Only 8.5. I would have thought double digits.
Against?
Bills.
Up there.
No, here.
Here?
I mean, over a touchdown favorite at home is an over a touchdown underdog at home is embarrassing.
Right.
But, I mean, the Bills' track record against the Dolphins? Like, come on, dude.
And they play this week. All right. Man, it's brutal. Steelers won.
That's what you're concerned about? The Steelers winning? Beat the Colts.
Yeah. You know, always keep an eye on.
Yeah, you got to do that petty watch. I understand. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah. Our guy, he had one of his, Daniel Jones had a Daniel Jones game.
It was bound to happen.
I mean, it is fine because, wait a minute, you know who it's coming for? Flacco. But I will say this, he ain't never had a team where he had two receivers like that.
What do you think the Dolphins, like, when they have all this happen, right? Like, Mike McDaniel's going to probably talk today about this whole Chris Greer thing and the teams, like, they know now. Like, once you start trading pieces away, like, there's no denying where your teams are at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it like trying to get through a season like that? Where you're just like, it's so over. The organization doesn't believe in you anymore.
Well, you traded but here's the kicker. You traded a guy that you have as replacement. You're not trading. It would be like if they traded Waddle.
Yeah, but they also fired the GM. Like I'm saying,
but they would. They it was like it would be like if they traded Waddle and you say now we have no.
Well,
receivers.
Maybe they will.
Or if they traded Achane,
mm-hmm.
Right? If something substantial like that were to happen,
would you?
Then I no.
Why not?
You got to start somewhere. Like, they've had a hard enough time trying to find certain guys to fill in.
I would do
you think they're going to find, like, basic the players that drive the team? You would trade everybody.
Blow this to smithereens, dude. I would if you could find somehow the Tunsil trade for Patrick Paul, I would do it.
So, like, do you
why are you getting mad at me about that? Because it's over. It's never been more over.
I understand that. I'm not even questioning that. I agree with you.
Good.
Okay. But if they had a hard enough time building it with players and just kind of filling in, what do you think the issue is going to be trying to get those players, the mainline players?
They don't have anybody. Like, but like, who do you look on this team and you're like, that guy's a championship building block? Like, how many of those guys?
I would go Achan. I would go Waddle. I would keep.
You think Waddle's a championship building block?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. You don't think he can be a number one receiver?
How many number one receivers are in the league you take more over him?
A lot.
A lot.
But not 30.
15?
Yeah. That's a fine spot to be in. Like, everybody's not going to have a top five at their position.
But that's
as long as you have a frontline player.
But that's what I'm saying.
Are you going to get – can you just go out and just get another Waddle?
How many –
like, this is
– usually receivers are probably, like, one of the fastest things you can get. Like, you could bring in a guy, and they can make an impact pretty soon at receiver. He did.
He was – wasn't he a first rounder?
Yeah.
Okay. It was expected. For him to make an impact.
I'm just saying, it's a position like if you want, once you are ready, once you're ready to make that pick.
So my question is, where would you start? Because you, what you're trying to do right now, saying this is a 3 or 4 or 5 year thing.
Yeah.
Where if you just give it, you're not.
Fumigation, dude.
Okay.
Get out
and
the gas
when
mask.
Nobody's at the games because you have no talent.
So what? You had all Ravens fans. Fans will come. They'll be road fans. They're stiff high. Their money's green.
All right.
Am I crazy? Dan, do you feel like there's anything left to hold on to here? Am I crazy? You're going through this now with New Orleans, right? They're at the skids right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but they still keep their like
who?
Main
who have
guys?
They kept? Alvin Kamara, that's
Olave,
it.
Alvin Kamara.
He's basically receiver Tua. Gets his bell rung every week.
Really?
It's true.
He's good though.
Okay. You
got all your guys on defense. You got about 2 or 3 guys on defense. I'm not saying you're still going to have to replace a lot of guys.
Post Sean Payton, they haven't done anything for real.
But you gotta have a base. You gotta have like your base veterans.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like who?
I just told you. Like, where are you going to get another? So, Patrick Paul, you keep. Because he's young, right?
Or
what are you going to trade him for?
Flip him, dude.
You're not going to get anything for him.
Oh, you get a ton for him. You just told me how tough it is to find franchise left tackles.
But you said it's easy because you just want to go get another one. So if you think it's that
easy. We don't got Chris Greer picking anymore.
Oh.
We don't got Chris Greer picking anymore. I'm
Dan
hoping
Day.
The new guy Dan can Day. Find some good guys.
Dan Day. You understand why sometimes I want to choke the life out of him.
I don't
right?
understand what you're holding on
you
to.
You can't.
Though.
So you would just get rid of everybody.
Because you can't.
Anybody.
You can't!
Look, why a not? Bird in the hand is worth 2 in the bush.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't
goodness,
just
Dan,
get rid of Waddle.
Why did you become 80?
I'm saying, like, I'm only giving a Patrick Paul if I get a haul for him, but he's the only guy.
You're not going to get a haul for him!
I think he could.
You think you could?
You don't think you can get a Tunsil deal for him?
No, because Tunsil had already made the Pro Bowl a couple of times before that.
I don't think so. Did he?
Yeah.
I think you're overselling.
How many Pro Bowls did Larry Tunsil make?
Before the Dolphins. Well, how long was he a Dolphin? 2 years? He was guard, then a tackle, and then he was gone.
What about Larry Tunsil should be in the Hall of Fame. You know what he should be? He should have his own wing that says, most first rounders acquired by player. Right? How many times he got traded for a haul?
Man. All right, so he played 3 seasons with the Dolphins.
He didn't make a Pro Bowl with the
Did
Dolphins.
Did not make a Pro Bowl with the Dolphins. Made his Pro Bowl the first year with the Texans.
Okay.
I'm just saying, dude. He made 5 with the Texans.
He made 5. He made 5 with the Texans.
Right.
Okay, great. Patrick Paul ain't that.
How do you know?
Because he hasn't had the numbers. He hasn't made five promos.
Years. He's played 1 year.
Exactly. So what do you think?
Somebody gets it on
the
ground
floor.
You're
not going to get a haul for a guy who's...
You're going to get two first-rounders for him?
No.
You just told me there's no linemen.
Can we go to break?
If you called up the Chargers today, if you called up the Chargers,
I'm not listening to you.
It's not silly.
You sound ridiculous.
You sound ridiculous.
You're going to get, wait.
You want a horde attack?
You think there's somebody out there to give you a first rounder?
For Patrick Wall? A first rounder? For sure. A first rounder? For sure.
No.
His metrics, not giving up any pressures. He's like.
Can I say this?
Hmm?
Please keep the conversations real. That's not even a real conversation.
How much do you think you get for him?
Second or third rounder?
I think you're silly.
He hasn't done anything yet.
He's having a really good year.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
It's his second year.
Great.
He's on a rookie deal.
Great. Who you think's better at their job, Patrick Paul or Jalen Phillips?
Patrick Paul.
They knocked the door down for Jalen Phillips. They didn't get a lot for him, but there were a lot of calls on
him. But you said that, but we know the reason why, because his contract is up.
Okay.
I'm saying you got to look ahead. You got to.
If you're another team,
if you're going to get somebody.
If you're another team, who would you trade for on this team?
I would say number one, Patrick Paul.
Okay.
Two, Achan.
Okay.
Three, Waddle.
Uh-huh.
Four, Minka.
Okay.
Chop.
Does anyone outside of Miami know who Patrick Paul is?
No.
The nerds do. He's a lineman, though.
So did anybody know? Let me get this.
Were there a lot of Laramie Tunsil jerseys getting sold?
So can I? Let me say this to you. So this is the team that I would build around, right? Those guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. I build around those players. And with those five guys you just mentioned, right, still got 48 players to go.
I understand.
So
you might as well just start over and just get 53. What's the difference? Go give me some picks, baby.
You think you could build an entire football team with –
no veterans.
No players with no veterans and no players that would garner a first-round pick.
I think you would get a first-round pick for Patrick Paul.
No,
I think
you're multiple. Out of your mind.
I think you're out of your mind. I think you're being naive. How can you sit here every single week and tell me that there's no lineman? I'm offered up a lineman on a rookie deal and nobody would want him.
Not for a first-rounder.
You're silly.
When he's never made a Pro Bowl or whatever?
So I just gave you the case. You said the same thing about Laramie Tunsil. He didn't make a Pro Bowl.
He made five in Houston!
Yeah, after! You're boxed in, dude!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Understand what I'm doing that's so wrong. Your point is weird. Your point is like, you got to have something here to start. And I'm like, why?
You do.
They're the worst team in the league.
Okay, name a team. Name a team in any sport that has done what you've done.
Name a team that has done what I'm saying to do.
Yeah.
The Lions.
No, they didn't.
Sure they did.
No, they didn't.
Really? Who was there?
Huh?
Who was there?
Exactly. No. The Russian was there.
They
traded for a running back.
They got him at number two.
Like his first year.
Dude.
They were 0-16. That's a whole different. They kept their quarterback. Then they traded for him. They swapped quarterbacks.
They started.
I will say the Philadelphia 76ers tried the whole start from ground zero, and that worked out really well for them.
The process.
They got an MVP.
Yeah, they also got pride. What if they won?
You know who else tanked?
Who?
The, what are they called? The Thunder. Now, they made a great trade with getting Shea. But they still started from zero.
But they traded.
They sucked for a long time.
And it's only half the guys.
Why are we doing basketball?
53-man roster.
Football, you got to just blow this puppy to smithereens. At least Joe Burrow and the Bengals made a Super Bowl. You know?
Yeah. How long is that going to last?
Whatever, dude. They still did it.
Because he's out.
Still on. We're going on to year 26.
Okay.
And you're sitting here worried about keeping Patrick Paul.
No. And you think that getting rid of everybody and starting over. Hold on. Let me ask you a question. I get it. Okay. This is what you want. Right? It would be cool. It would be crazy. Right? As a fan or as a person who knows anything about football.
Sure.
What do you say to the fan base of how long this would take?
What do I say?
Yeah.
Say, you guys are used to it. We've already been waiting.
So how long do you think it would take?
I don't know. Football? 3 years. If you do it right.
So you can just get rid of everybody on your roster and build a championship in 3 years.
3 years is a lifetime in football.
No,
dude, yes, it is. How long ago does 2023 seem? Seriously, I'm asking a genuine question there. I'm not doing a bit.
This seems like a lifetime.
It seems like a lifetime ago.
All right, dude.
No. All right. No, you're kind of coming to my side.
No, I'm not. Yeah, not even a little bit. Not even a little bit.
A little bit.
This is like, are you crazy?
I'm not crazy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. First of all, we named four players you'd like to keep on this team. Like, yeah. That's not that great.
Right.
That's not that great.
No.
So trade for picks. We can find four more players.
What is anybody going to trade for those players? You think you can get – wait. So this is why I know for a fact you can't run a football organization.
Wrong.
Because you think that Patrick Paul would get a first-round pick.
Multiple. Rookie deal, left tackle, 6'8", doesn't give up any sacks.
Okay.
If so you don't think he's the most valuable guy on the team? You think it's who, Achane?
I think it's Achane.
He's a running back, dude.
Huh? That's fine.
Well, what do you think you would get for him? Third? Second?
Second or third. But that's part of the problem, is that if you trade everybody, you're not going to get first-round pick for anybody on the roster.
I disagree. A lineman that can play forever.
Who would you get a first-round pick for on this roster in a trade by Tuesday?
Patrick Paul.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You can just keep saying it over and over again.
Yeah, but you are doing the same thing. You're just disagreeing with me.
No, I'm not.
Kind of.
I'm telling you, okay, Laremy Tunsil is not Patrick Paul, or Patrick Paul is not Laremy Tunsil.
He might be better. He's bigger.
Laremy Tunsil got multiple first-round picks in two places.
Did he get multiple first-round picks for the Commanders trade or
second-round
picks?
He got, huh?
How many picks did he get for
the Commanders trade? I think it was a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, man.
But before he had any credentials, he got multiple with the Dolphins, just like Patrick Paul. No credentials.
So you're saying that Laremy Tunsil and Patrick Paul are samesies?
I'm not saying they're samesies, but their situations are similar.
No.
Why not?
They play the same position. That's it.
What's the difference between them?
What do you mean?
Patrick Paul's been a monster this year. He's been the only good thing on the offensive line.
Okay.
Been consistent. He's a moose.
Says the guy who wants to get a first rounder for him.
That's right. Call me up, GMs.
Nope.
If the Chargers called
today. Chargers
called today.
Right.
Because they just lost Joe Alt.
Yep.
They've lost Rashawn Slater.
Yep.
You don't think that they would say, hey, we'll give you a couple first round picks because we need to fix our O-line. We can't afford this. We got Justin Herbert in our prime.
No.
You don't think that they would do it?
No.
Why? What are they holding on for? No. They're in win now mode.
Because you, at some point, like, if those players are that hard to find, eventually you're going to have to get one.
Oh, my God. For what?
Huh?
He's blocked his ass off. One win. Two wins.
Again, but that's not going to be in the future when you finally rebuild the team. You're going to have a staple. You're going to have, okay, we got a left tackle.
He's a walrus. He's going to be long in the tooth by then.
No, he's not.
Time to move on.
You said 3 years.
Time to move on.
It'll be his fifth year.
Time to move on.
It'll be his fifth year.
I don't got time
for that. You said 3 years.
I don't got time for that.
Now you don't have time.
I don't have time.
But you want everybody else to have time for it.
They do have time for it. We don't have time for that right now.
Okay, but if you say it takes 3 years, right? Then Patrick Paul will be in his fifth or sixth year.
I need two clean tanking years. I can't have too much talent here.
You don't. You don't have to try. Like, what? So you're telling me that the most prized possession that the Dolphins had is a left tackle is his first year playing?
Yeah.
No.
I disagree. I mean, like, if you're going to say
it's telling you it's Achane. Ain't nobody called about your left tackle. Okay, ain't nobody called about your left tackle.
Okay, so since I'm so, where is he on the list then, if I'm so crazy?
Patrick Paul?
Yeah, where is he on the list? Two?
Third or fourth.
Who else is in front
because
of him?
Because he's only played. He's basically only played a half a year.
Waddle on his gigantic deal. That's going to be the
contract. He's only played a half year.
I'm asking you.
So you think who's ahead of him? You think there's people that give.
Besides Achane, who's ahead of him?
Waddle. I would say. If somebody came and kicked tires on Zach Sealer.
Oh, please. Get
D-line,
out of here, dude.
D-line help.
Zach Sealer? And I love Zach Sealer. I am a card-carrying member. In fact, I may be el presidente of the Zach Sealer fan club.
Chubb,
are you kidding me?
Chubb.
He's 30 years old.
Chubb. How long do you think of him?
Are you nuts?
Bradley Chubb on his brittle knees, you think is a better trade chip than Patrick Paul?
I'm telling you what people are will trade for right now to get them over the hump. It ain't a left tackle.
Dude, in the words of Judge Judy, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. Are you kidding me? We got to take a break. I need a break from that. I need a break from. Okay?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem Podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell you what that Nashville likes, country music.
I mean, of
wow,
course.
They love it. Everybody has a bar.
Isn't that where Taylor Swift started?
Dude, they have this thing like Music Row, where like everybody, they're like all these houses where people just do recordings and song. Like everybody, that's like the. It's weird to be in a town where like that's the economy. Like right. That's where they have like billboards of all the songwriters around, and they're just like normal little houses. It's cute, cutesies. Man, they love their. I tell you what, though, the food is good in Nashville.
The barbecue?
Had some barbecue. It was really good. There was this one place I went full fat kid. It was, it was a place called The Row, and they had great beers. And then they served pork on a cornbread pancake. I was like, oh, that's good.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. So, I went to Funky Buddha.
I saw that. Look at you.
I had an Aperol Spritz.
What?
Which I wanted to punch Hawk in the face. It was disgusting. Right?
How did he convince you to do that?
I don't know. I said I have one with him. And I knew I was in trouble when we clanked glasses and then three girls sitting at the bar raised their glasses too.
Oh, no.
Right. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So
wow.
It's very,
where'd you guys go there? You went there for Thursday Night Football?
Yeah. It's very bitter. Very bitter. Hmm. Then I had a beer. Like I had a Floridian, but a fruity one.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Some cider.
It was in between. It wasn't full cider, wasn't full beer. It was very tasty.
What's your part cider, your cider?
And then I had the best chicken wings I've ever had.
Really? Funky there Buddha?
Fixed to perfection.
Hmm.
Like a little bit of crunch.
Wow. I may have to
nice
stop
by. Sauce. Except I, and me and Hawk have nothing in common because I got to tell you, yucca tots can kick the sharpest of rocks.
What kind of tots?
Yucca tots.
What the hell is that?
Yucca tots. Like tater tots.
Like the root yucca?
Yeah. Instead of tater tots, yucca tots.
Aren't they usually garlic?
No. Usually, and here's the thing. It looks just like a tater tot, but you have... in the inside, it's like mashed potato. That's how the yuca is.
Yeah.
So it was like, but the dipping sauce was excellent. Hmm. So I dipped my wings in that.
Wow.
Right.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. So had a good time. I definitely will go back there because I like just for the chicken wings.
I was watching.
And I had a chicken sandwich.
So that was for Thursday Night Football. You went there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was So I was obviously, I was ringside. I was doing the fights. And I was like, we had like one little switch when we were switching, like, you know, main card. And I'm like, look at the score. And I'm like, oh my. Like, I was like, what is going on? Because the thing that was frustrating about that game was that I didn't know until I went back to my hotel room and watched, because I had the flight the next morning. I just stayed up the whole time. So I went back and I watched the game. And I was just like, because when you see it, you're just like, oh, the Dolphins were down 21-6. I'm like, I just figured they're getting run all over.
No.
Embarrassing. They're getting demolished. And like, they're just shooting themselves in the foot left
and right. Like, we watched
two
of those games this weekend.
Yeah.
We watched the Canes and the Dolphins do the same thing.
Really, really bad football. Yep. Really, really bad football.
Is that, like, I'm trying to figure out when I played, right? If that's a coaching thing. And everybody puts it on coaching. But I'm like, they're pros too, right? I don't necessarily throw it on coaches. I put that on the players. You know what I mean?
I think it's just all, look, what are you going to do? Your receivers are fumbling the ball left and right.
Right.
You know? Mike McDaniel feels like a guy, though. Like, he's feeling the he's feeling the heat of it all, because it's just like he's losing his mind on the sidelines.
Well, the problem
he's never
is
done
that
before.
You have to stay the course, because if you really wanted to go off the rails, then once you start showing that frustration, mm-hmm. everybody else will. Right? That's just the position. But it sucks. It is so unfortunate that they moved the ball, and I was like, uh-oh, look at what we got here. Fumble. Oh, look at, we got penalty, right? Oh, look at what missed field goal. Like, everything that could go wrong. So you're losing by 14 to a team that you have twice the amount of yards. That doesn't happen.
It was a rough watch.
And it was more frustrating because you can't tell me they were not in that game.
But, like, this keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I to do with that? Like, if they keep blowing it up and they keep blowing it like they have, that's a bad team, you know?
Pretty much, right. When you, and sometimes the turnover is a good play, sometimes it's a mistake. You can't just look at turnover and say that's a turnover, right? But some of the other boneheaded mistakes that they make have, like, as Flo would say, takes no talent.
It's rough,
like,
man.
Jumping off sides. Why? Where are you going? Right? Like, you're not going to get there any faster. In fact, they're going to stop the play. So, like, what? You know, or you have Lamar for a sack. The hardest thing in football to do is get one of those guys on the ground and you let him go. Like,
yep.
So I'm saying,
that's become all too familiar.
Why don't we give Jalen Phillips one of them little squeezy things to work on his hands?
Enjoy that
grip.
In Philadelphia, if that happens, by the way. You're almost sacks.
Oh, no. Now he'll go there and he'll make every sack.
Probably.
Because I don't think they're going to ask him to drop back as much as they did here.
Let us get to your game balls and game bums.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a bum.
All right, Leroy, what do you got for us for game balls and game bums?
All right, I'm not gonna pick the obvious stuff because we have vented about these things for now 2 or 3 days. So I'm gonna just let that go. My game balls are going to the Dodgers because you look dead and stinking in Game 7. And I'm telling you, I think I've played in intense environments. There was nothing more intense than that. Like, every swing, every pitch, every time the pitcher threw a ball, right? And Yamamoto came in and just shut it down.
Yep.
He's awesome.
Shout out to Mickey Rowe, by the way.
Mickey Rowe hit a home run. So, yeah, it was cool to see Miggy win the championship. It was cool to, like, yeah, that was a cool. If you like sports and you have no pony in the race, right, that was a fun.
Baseball had a great postseason.
Fun, intense game. Oh, the whole series.
The whole playoffs, I thought was great. I thought baseball had a tremendous postseason.
Right.
I thought it was a fun season.
I don't know why they
tried
to go against football, but that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You know, that's baseball. First of all, baseball's never been good at timing.
Right.
But baseball doesn't care about that. You know, like baseball's not the NBA where they're going to, like, baseball is played every day except for a travel day.
Okay.
That's how it goes. You don't do breaks. We're not trying to set up for TV. You like it, you like it. You don't, you don't.
My game bum. Dude, I have never seen a worse circumstance to lose a game, and I've seen a lot of bad ones, than what that Cincinnati defense did yesterday.
Bam!
Not only did you not stop them, but you let a tight end break a tackle and go straight down the field, and nobody could catch him.
Nope.
He don't run no 4-2. I'm like, what? They had five Bengals converge and hit everything but the guy with the football.
Dude, you see that catch that T. Higgins had on dude's head?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Like, you want to talk about talent? Those guys got so much talent on offense, you can plug and play just an okay quarterback.
Joe Flacco, dude.
470, four touchdowns. Now, you know how the Joe Flacco experience works.
The bill we do.
When it's due.
The pool will be too, but they're having fun right now.
When he's due, he going to get knocked out and pull a Werther's out of his sock.
Yep.
Right? Just like.
The bill will eventually be due on Joe Flacco, but they're having fun right now.
They're having fun right now, even though they're losing. But that defense, come on. You got to be embarrassed. You got to be embarrassed. Right? You should go on TV and say, well, what happened? We are sorry. We apologize for sucking this much. Because there's no other way of putting it. You let a guy drive down what? In 25, what? 25 seconds?
Crazy.
So, yeah.
All right. There you go. Those are your game balls and your game bums from the weekend. When you said obvious ones, would you have gone with the Canes or would you have gone with the Dolphins?
The Canes.
Mm.
The Canes. I mean, we knew the Dolphins were bad before the game.
Very disappointing.
But the Canes, their two losses have looked like the worst disciplined teams in college football.
Yeah, this was crystal ball after the game.
We didn't take care of business, and that's completely on us. And, you know, if you're raised the right way and you've got the right stuff inside you, you go right back to work. You don't know how things shake out. This is certainly a wild college football season, and the focus has to be on us taking care of our business. I mean, that's, again, you always give credit to the opponent because, you know, it's a good football team. And when you make that many mistakes, and they are flat-out mistakes, it's on everybody in the organization, with myself, every coach, every player. And when you make that many mistakes as an organization, you allow yourself to be put in a position where you can get beat. And that's what happened today in overtime.
I can't believe we're here, man. Like, I should believe we're here because we're always here. But I can't believe we're here because it's like we were riding high. And it's like, of course, the ACC got us again. Like, it always does. And now the Canes have, like, I don't know. You need, like, trigonometry to figure out how the Canes could get to the ACC title game. But... You know, they're saying, like, basically the Canes right now, they beat Notre Dame. That's their resume right now. Everything else, bleh.
It just felt like ESPN also had, like, the stat just waiting, the graphic just waiting to say what Mario Cristobal does in November, and they had all the stats just ready. And it's like, you can't deny it anymore.
No, you can't.
It hurts.
You want to know how you know Mario Cristobal's from Miami? Fall, winter swoons. That's, like, you know, he just, like, you know, I was born in it.
How did you feel, though, about that penalty on 4th-and-7 where we got the roughing after our own timeout? I
hated that call. Look, I certainly hated some calls, Dan. I thought that the Canes got hosed on some calls. But, like, I just have a hard time being in a spot where I'm relying on calls when I'm supposed to go beat a team by double digits.
I understand.
You know, like, you're supposed to get it done. And so, like, yes, I thought that they got hosed. I thought that was a terrible call. First of all, the guy's fine. Like, he's not hurt. He got a little pitter-pat. That's it. Okay?
But any call where the referee takes it out of the player's hands and makes the game, part of the decision of the game is on them, I don't like that on any team.
Yeah, me neither. I don't like it either. But you know, it's how many times do they put themselves in that position?
Right. Where don't put yourself in a position where that makes a difference.
But yeah, I hate it. I hate it. I hate the ACC. I hate the ACC refs. There's a lot of things that I don't like that I could be a big baby about, and I think I would be justified in my babiness. But ultimately, the fact that they're in that position to lose that game is just so unbelievably frustrating.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne-Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.